Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from VP in California who tells us, I'm vice president of an S-Corp. I don't draw a salary, but the president does. Does the dollar amount of the owner's draw affect taxes in any way? Well, vice president, I guess I'm confused. There's no such thing as an owner's draw in an S-Corp. It's either wages or dividends. Worst case, money drawn can be consulting fees. But that's not the best idea. If the company has enough money to pay the president enough to live on, the president should be on payroll. You'll be attracting an audit and taxes penalty and interest if you don't establish a payroll. And fast. As an officer, as a vice president, you're responsible for the company being properly administered, even if you don't get paid. And if IRS conducts an audit and determines there should have been payroll and all the related payroll taxes, you can be held personally liable for paying those taxes if the company doesn't pay them. Incidentally, if IRS audits and determines that this should be payroll, you'll owe the same kind of bucks to California, too. This is not a smart arrangement. So right now, before the tax return is prepared, you need to recharacterize the money the president has taken as a draw. It should properly be payroll, and you still have time to file a fourth quarter payroll tax return to fix this problem. If not, make it outside services, which means the president will have to personally pay both sides of the Social Security Medicare taxes, the total of 15.3%, instead of the company paying their half if you were on payroll, if the president were on payroll. It could be a loan, in which case you need a legal document spelling it out as a loan with an interest rate and repayment terms, and it has to be repaid. This is the kind of thing that really, really should have been worked out when the company was started, not the following year when it's time to file tax returns. Basically, I suggest you have a tax professional come in and look at what you gals did with the books and clean them up before the S Corporation tax returns need to be filed in March. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about S Corporations and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.